ఆత్మవిద్య, ఆత్మవిద్యై సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, శ్రీ రమణ మహర్షి. రెసిటేషన్ బై శ్రీ జే జయరామన్. ద ప్లే నందనార్ వాజ్ రిటన్ బై గోపాల్ కృష్ణ భారతి ఇన్ ద 19th century. ఇన్ ఇట్ ద ప్రొటాగనిస్ట్ నందనార్, వన్ ఆఫ్ ది 63 సైవైట్ సెయింట్స్, సింగ్స్ ప్లేంటివ్లీ. ஐயே மேத்த கடினம் உமதடிமை, ஐயே மேத்த கடினம். இட் இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட், வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் இண்டீட் பீயிங் யுவர் பாண்டட் சர்வெண்ட். ஸ்ரீ முருகனார், பகவான்ஸ் கிரேட் டிவோட்டி, அடாப்டட் திஸ் இன் தி காம்போசிஷன் ஆத்மவித்யா டு ரீட். ஆயே அதி சுலபம் ஆன்மவித்தை, ஆயே அதி சுலபம். லோ வெரி ஈஸி இஸ் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், லோ வெரி ஈஸி இன்டீட். திஸ் வாஸ் தி பல்லவி ரிஃப்ரைன் ஆஃப் தி கம்போசிஷன் அண்ட் தி அனுபல்லவி சப் ரிஃப்ரைன் composed by Sri Bhagavan, stated that the self is indeed so real that compared to it, a fruit in one's hand appears unreal. This was composed in 1927. The origin of this work is given in Day by Day with Bhagavan from the conversation of 26-2, 1946. Next, that talk drifted to the self being, pratyaksha, self evident, and Bhagavan then related how the song Atmavidya was composed. He said, any vidya is for the purpose of knowing something. If it is so self evident as to render the well-known classical example of Hastamalakam or a gooseberry on a palm, a false analogy, as Muruganar had put it. Where was the need for Atmavidya, whether you call it easy or not? What Muruganar meant to say was, in the classical example, a hand is necessary, a hand that will and can feel a fruit on it, a fruit, an eye that can see, a person that has already known what fruit it is, and so on and so forth. But knowing the self, nothing at all except the self is needed. In sleep, for instance, nothing at all exists for us except ourselves, and we admit we existed during that sleep. On waking, we say, I slept, and none of us believes there are two eyes, the one that slept and the one that is awake now. In the classical example, all these must exist to make the fruit self-evident. All these depend on or derive from the self and make fruit self-evident. How much more self-evident must the self itself be? Anyhow, there it was. Muruganar had written the Pallavi and Anupallavi and wanted the Charanams. He said he could not possibly complete the song, as somehow no more lines would come to him, and so requested me to complete it. Thereupon I wrote this song. First, I wrote only one stanza, or charanam, but Muruganar wanted at least four. Thereupon, I made three more. Finally, I recollected I had not made any mention of Annamalai, and so made a fifth charanam also, and made mention of Annamalai in it, as Ponnambalam is mentioned in the stanzas of this song in the Nandala story on which our song is modeled. Bhagavan answers questions about Atma Vidya in a discussion recorded in Talks with Ramana Maharishi, 2nd April 1937, talk number 379. 1. Thirumalpet of Nilambur, a Malayali gentleman, asked Sri Bhagavan for an explanation of Atma Vidya, knowledge of the self. Sri Bhagavan explained this short piece of five stanzas as follows. Chidambaram is the famous place of pilgrimage associated with Nandanar, who sang that Atma Vidya is most difficult of attainment. Muruganar, a long-standing devotee of Sri Bhagavan, began, however, that Atma Vidya is the easiest of attainments. Haye Atisulabham is the burden of this song. In explanation of this extraordinary statement, he argued that Atma being the self is eternally obvious even to the least of men. The original statement and the subsequent reasoning are incompatible because there need be no attainment if the self is the substratum of all selves. And so, obvious too, naturally, he could not pursue the theme further and laid the first four lines composed by him before Sri Bhagavan for completion. Sri Bhagavan admitted the truth of the disciple's statement and pointed out why the self, though obvious, is yet hidden. It is the identity of the self with the body, etc. Devotee, how did the wrong identity arise? Maharishi, due to thoughts, if these thoughts are put an end to, the real self should shine forth of itself. Devotee, how are these thoughts to be ended? Maharishi, find out their basis. All of them are strung on the single I thought. Quell it. All others are quashed. Moreover, there is no use knowing all except the self. If the self is known, all others become known. Hence, is self-realization the primary and sole duty of man? Devotee, how to quell the I thought? Maharishi, if its source is sought, it does not arise, and thus it is quelled. Devotee, where and how to find it? Maharishi, it is in fact the consciousness which enables individuals to function in different ways. Pure consciousness is the self. All that is required to realize the self is to be still. Devotee, what can be easier than that? Maharishi, so Atma Vidya is the easiest of attainment. The text of Atma Vidya is given below. The recitation of this work by Sri J. J. Raman is available on YouTube, Atma Vidya. The Tamil text and transliteration are also included. Atma Vidya, refrain, low, very easy indeed is self-knowledge. Low, very easy indeed. Sub-refrain, even for the most infirm, so real is the self that compared with it, the amlak fruit in one's hand appears as a mere illusion. Refrain. 1. True, strong, fresh, forever stands the self. From it, in truth, springs the phantom body and phantom world. When this delusion is destroyed and not a speck remains, the sun of the self shines bright and real in the vast heart expanse. Darkness dies, afflictions end, and bliss wells up. Refrain. 2. The thought, I am the body, is the thread on which various thoughts are strung together. Inquiring within, ask, who am I? And whence is thought? All other thoughts vanish. And as I am I, within the heart cave, the self shines of its own accord. Such self-awareness is the only heaven, stillness, and the abode of bliss. Refrain. 3. Of what avail is knowing things other than the self? And the self being known, what other thing is there to know? That one light that shines as many selves. See this self within as awareness's lightning flash, the play of grace, the ego's death, the blossoming of bliss. Refrain. 4. For loosening karma's bonds and ending merge, this path is easier than all other paths. Abide in stillness without any stir of tongue, mind, or body, and behold the effulgence of the self within, the experience of eternity, absence of all fear, the vast ocean of bliss. Refrain. 5. Anomaly, the self, the eye behind the eye of mind, which sees the eye and all the other senses, which knows the sky and other elements, the being which contains, reveals, perceives the inner sky that shines within the heart. When the mind, free of thought, turns inward, anomaly appears as my own self. True grace is needed, love is added, bliss wells up. Refrain.